Hello and welcome to Youth Express. We have a special live program today. It's Inclusive Innovation Week here in Pittsburgh. And today we are at the Children's Museum for a lot of activities happening with a lot of great partners. On the list we have age-friendly Greater Pittsburgh, the Saturday Light Brigade, that's us, the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, the Carnegie Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Fine Art Miracles Incorporated, and as well as Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative. We'll learn a little bit more about this organization. We have a representative from the organization here, and her name is Sarah. Let's have her introduce herself.
Hi, well, Sarah. Hello, everyone. Hello. Chad.
Are you enjoying today so far?
I am very much enjoying today.
Yes.
We weren't sure because of the snow outside on April 4th if people were going to come, but there are so many wonderful people here as part of Inclusive Innovation Week, which is really, really exciting.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative has for Inclusive Innovation Week.
Absolutely. Well, we were really excited to be a part of the day because all of the organizations that you mentioned previously are members of the Play Collaborative. So basically, the Play Collaborative is a collaboration of about 21 different organizations who have committed to advocating for play and educating about play and inspiring play through the work that they are already doing, including SLB Radio, Age Friendly Greater Pittsburgh, all of those wonderful organizations. And play is important at all ages and all stages of life. And in fact, we have a couple of different aged people here.
Yes, right in the studio. We have a few guests that I would like to introduce to all of you. Let's start with our guest in front of the blue microphone. What's your name? Oh, go ahead and try that again.
Jack.
Jack. It's nice to meet you, Jack. And who do we have sitting in front of the yellow microphone, Jack? Can you tell me who that is?
Charlie.
Now, is that your brother, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Charlie, why don't you say hi into that microphone in front of you? Nice. Now, how old are you, Jack?
5 and a half.
Ooh, 5 and a half.
And 2 and a half.
Oh, two and a half. So you both are at your half ages, probably anticipating being 6 years old.
And how old are you, Mom?
Which would be great. Oh, and we also have Mom here.
I'm 41.
Thanks for sharing. You didn't have to. But,
that was Daisy.
Daisy, yeah. And Jack, where are you from around this city of Pittsburgh? Or are you from outside of the city?
Wait, from our house.
Yeah, where do you live?
We live in
Mount Lebanon. In the house. Mount Lebanon, right.
Mount Lebanon. So Jack, what's something exciting that you have seen at the Children's Museum today?
The water. Place.
Water place. Yeah. And Charlie, do you have a favorite thing?
I see that place three times.
Three times?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I've seen
it a lot.
We actually came here yesterday and didn't get to do everything we wanted to do, and that's why we're back today.
Oh, good. Yeah, the Children's Museum is a place where you can go and even though you might not get to everything all in one day, it's so accessible. You can come back again, and a lot of times, even if you tried, you probably couldn't hit everything you wanted to in one day.
Do you two like to play?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you play with your mom and your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's important to play at every age?
Joe.
What's that?
My dad's name is Joe.
Your dad's name is Joe. Thank you for sharing that information. Do you like to play with Joe, otherwise known as Dad?
With blocks.
Yeah?
Blocks.
Oh, with blocks. Does he like to play?
Yeah.
I think it's really important that we keep playing as we get older.
I have a bathroom.
You have a bathroom?
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought it's really important that most houses have a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
It's good that you have one.
A green one?
Sometimes
we have a lot of
you can
colors in the studio.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you can play in the bathroom in the bathtub, right?
Yep.
Do you like to play in the bathtub? It's fun to find different places to play.
Downstairs.
Oh, my goodness. A downstairs bathroom.
Classic Pittsburgh bathroom. So, Jack, what kind of things do you like to do to play outside when you're with your parents?
That's okay.
Play a lot of sports. I like to play sports.
Nice. What kind of sports do you play outside? You and Charlie, too?
Hockey, soccer. Again, soccer, mostly.
Nice.
I play football.
Football, another great sport. Well, it's wonderful that you have games that you can play inside and outside. You can play with each other and with your parents. Play is really for everyone, and I think that's what's really important about today's event.
Mm-hmm. And that it's accessible to everyone of all different ages and different abilities. And really, play is something that can bring everyone together, which is really kind of the backbone, if you would, of the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative, is that we should all be playing together.
And Sarah, what all have you seen so far set up outside and ready for people to hop into and to start experiencing play?
Well, there are a lot of really fun activities. There are going to be some guided tours of the museum, which is really exciting. That's something that doesn't often happen at the museum, to get to see kind of behind the scenes some of the artwork and the hands-on activities. Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, as I mentioned, is a member of the Play Collaborative. I'm sure they'll be on later to explain what they do much better than the way I will explain it, but they recycle all sorts of different materials and to use for arts and crafts and for building. So they have a table out there that is filled with tons of different really fun, just crafty materials. They have a space in Point Breeze behind Construction Junction, if you're familiar with that area, and you can go in and buy tons of crafting supplies that are recycled, which is cool. And who else is out there? I'm now forgetting. The Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh for the visually impaired,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, the blind and physically handicapped.
Yes. They have, I have not had a chance to see what it is that they're doing, but if you are available today before 5 o'clock, you should come down to the museum as part of Inclusive Innovation Week and the Inclusive Innovation Day here at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and if you're listening, you can experience it for yourself. Just stop on down before 5 o'clock today. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Chad.
On the air today. And Jack and Charlie, thank you both for joining us. Glad to be able to meet both of you. And this is Youth Express you're listening to right now. We're going to take a short break and be back with more interviews from Inclusive Innovation Week.